This is On the Ground Ipsy on 89.1 at WEMU, your community NPR station. And this is a time each week where we talk about a very specific portion of our community, which is one we are proud to be sitting smack dab in the middle of, which is Ypsilanti Township. And we have acknowledged for many years, you've heard us talk about it, that there's just not enough great press coverage of what's going on in this community. Whether it's Eastern or Ipsy Township, a lot of times what you see in the press are very negative things. And we know for a fact that we are surrounded by people and organizations and community-focused groups that are doing their darndest to make this the best possible community it can be. And we love talking with these people each and every week. We don't have the resources to do all that work ourselves, so we partnered up with Concentrate Media and their project manager for the On the Ground project. On the Ground Ipsy project is here. Sarah, good morning.
Good morning.
A little out of practice now. It's been a couple of weeks. But so you are, has it been a year and a half that you've been doing this now?
Just almost exactly a year since I first came on the radio here, yeah.
Right. So in ConcentrateMedia.com, we can find a lot of other work that you do and your team does. And then, of course, Concentrate A2 on Twitter, Concentrate Media everywhere else
That's
on
right.
social media. You'll find this interview, which is kind of a companion to the work that Sarah does. So, you know, use them both. Go look at the work that Sarah has Doug done pictures this week.
Yep.
All right. So Sarah and then great pictures from Doug over at Concentrate Media. Listen to this interview. We're here to kind of be the community questioner. We're going to ask questions on your behalf as a member of our audience, because we know that just as much as we love focusing on people doing great works in our community, you're very interested in those great works and how to get involved in them. So, Sarah, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. And yourself?
I'm a little busy. We're hitting the end of a pledge drive here. We got one more day left as of tomorrow. And speaking of which, your donor funds support this work. So if you want to learn more about how you can support this and many other projects and partnerships we have at WEMU, click that donate now button at WEMU.org. And that was the one interruption for today. But what is what's the focus this week?
There's a relatively new organization on Eastern's campus that's more than a business club and more than a pitch competition. They really focus on the community aspect of bringing entrepreneurs and small business people or people who want to start small businesses with a social mission.
Okay,
it's called Optimize Eastern.
They're wanting to do something that's going to make an impact in a community.
Absolutely.
And is this a new thing, a new initiative? Or is this...
As of 2018.
Okay, so relatively new, and it's through the Engage office. We've talked to Decky and
Correct.
A lot of other folks from that office. Have been on here quite a lot because they do a ton of work in the community. So this is yet another example of Eastern organizing efforts with students to go out and make an impact in the world in our community. And who did you bring with you today? Or what are these fine examples of people doing work out in our community?
Yes, I brought Tristan.
A lot of pressure.
Tristan, who is a student who had a project funded, and Mohammed, who is on the core team at Optimize.
Okay, so Mohammed, let's talk to you first because you're on the core team here. I'm assuming that's the team that's helping these people pitching projects and putting their ideas together to try and get funding, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, and tell me about you. You're a student here at Eastern?
Yep, I'm a student. I'm a business management major here.
Okay.
I'm a senior.
Okay.
So I look forward to graduating by the end of this year.
All right, so April graduation. I look forward to reading your name in an April graduation.
Hopefully.
Reading the names at the... So, yeah, we'll see you there. Business, what that's pretty wide. What do you want to do? What is the goal with the...
So, my goal, I actually transferred from Washington Community College,
okay.
And
did you do the 2+2 thing?
I did the 3+1.
Okay, great.
3+1, so 3
so
years.
So smart business management with your, probably don't have a lot of debt with your school loan,
not,
right?
Not
good.
A lot.
Good, it's a good way to start your post-college life.
Yes, sir. My goal is to probably try to see if I can
Every time you say, sir, I'm looking behind me to see if there's somebody sitting there. you can delay that honorific, that's fine, but I appreciate it.
Okay.
So what do you want to do?
So I hopefully I could work in operations on a sports team. Let's say
okay.
maybe the Detroit Lions or the Tigers or the
Great.
Pistons.
And what was it that interested you about this Optimize project at Engage? What kind of drew you in to want to be a part of it?
Yeah, so I have a friend of mine, Muhammad Saeed. He's now the president of Optimize, and he told me about the club last semester, and I really liked the idea of having a place where students can really think of ideas that would help the community, and I wanted it to be a part of that.
So is part of this kind of like it's a test of an idea with some minor amount of funding to see if it's viable and maybe could get some legs to grow into something else?
Exactly. So what Optimize had, we have a showcase at the end of the year, which we help prepare project teams like Tristan last year to come up with a business plan and help them implement it and give them funding for it.
Is there a narrow scope on this impact, or is it basically anything that can be shown to be some positive good in a community?
It'll be anything to everything. So we had a robot, someone who created a robot that was able to detect diseases in vegetations, and we had and we also had a project team that looked in the real deficit in grocery stores in the Ypsilanti area compared to Ann Arbor.
This is taking students' passions and things that they see a need, fill a need, basically, and encouraging them, and then funding them, because there is a grant that can go along with this that comes through the tell me again the name. It's a Ford Community.
The Ford Fund.
Okay, the Ford Fund, right. Yes, there's a very specific way of referring to it.
The College Community Challenge, so okay. It's the C3 Community Challenge.
Okay, all right, and it is through the Ford Fund that that actually funds a lot of grants. We're the beneficiary in a project we do with students here through that funding. So it's a community-focused grant funding program. Yes, and how much money can you, as a student, if you have a great idea and you work it through and you decide to get awarded, how much money can you get?
So project teams can win up to $3,000.
Wow, all
right. For their projects, yep.
All right, so we talked a little bit about how it works. Let's talk about, in practice, how it actually played out in our community. Tristan, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. So tell me about you. You're a student here at Eastern as well?
Yeah, I'm a junior in data science.
Okay, all right. And what do you want to do when you grow up?
Well, I definitely want to work in the industry for a while and like do stuff with machine learning.
Okay.
But my passion has always been to start a business. That's what I really want to do. I want to be self-employed. And I've been working on
wonderful, by the way.
yeah, it's the dream. But I've been working on projects like the one that I submitted to Optimize last year for most of my life.
So let's talk about the project. What was it that? Well, first off, how did you learn about Optimize, and then how did you turn that finding out about them into, man, I need to get something together here?
Yeah. Well, so I was working on a project called Quasar, and mainly it was just a coding project. I was trying to write an algorithm that would predict whether you should buy, sell, or hold a specific stock.
Okay.
So I wanted some funding for this because it was starting to get expensive. I needed to do web hosting. So that's just a cost every month. And one of my friends suggested that I look into Optimize and compete for some funding with them.
So did this kind of evolve into something else, or is that basically the gist of the project?
Yeah, so initially it was just going to be an algorithm for me, for my personal use,
okay.
But after I got involved with Optimize, I started to think more about how I could turn this into a business project and interact with more people through it. So they kind of guided me to the idea of setting up a service in which people could subscribe to my algorithm.
So is this your idea? You know, we're talking about social impact here. What are some of the, you know, just keep it simple, but what are some of the factors that you're looking at in order to make these determinations? What is it you're coding into this algorithm?
Do you mean the social impact or
just in general, like, you know, what are you doing, you know, straight up, is this financials, is this community standing, is this how we're serving stakeholders and shareholders, or, you know, what items are you looking at when you're making a determination, you know, for what's going to come out the other end of this algorithm?
Right. So mainly it is just focusing on price of the stock and functions on the price of the stock. So there are several what are called technical indicators, and I use about five of them in the algorithm so far. But the one that's most easiest to explain is Bollinger Bands. And these are a very commonly used predictive indicator used in financial industries where you take a average of the price over a period of time, say 10 days, the price of a stock, and you roll that. So as you increase the number of days, you go throughout the week, you add another day to the end, and you remove another day from the other end.
Right.
And you have a rolling average. You take two standard deviation above the rolling average and two standard deviation below the rolling average. And if the price goes beyond one of these thresholds, it's a buy or a sell.
Okay. So sudden swings,
yes,
are what
exactly
you're looking for. All right.
That's
just that one case.
Just one predictive indicator.
Okay.
There's five, but they're a little bit more complicated to explain.
And what is the impact of this? I mean, what does this give you the ability to do as a you know, future business leader? What does this give our community the ability to do? What's the real goal here?
Well, the goal is to develop a mostly foolproof algorithm that people can rely on. Like, a lot of people want to invest. They have the ability to invest through services like Robinhood, but they don't have the information or the time to do this accurately and reliably. So my hope is that one day people will be able to turn to my service and use that to their advantage.
Do you feel like there's a moral issue at play here as we rely more on machine intelligence to make investing decisions rather than gut feelings or, you know, whether the wind's blowing in a certain direction or whether something's made a headline in the news? You know that the volatility of the market is generally directly related to just how people, especially with a lot of money, feel about that company or feel about how that company is doing or if something in the media is affecting it, like the recent attack in Saudi Arabia is dramatically affecting the price of oil, which is affecting the stock prices of the companies that are major oil exporters around the world. So how do you feel that there's a future where more of these decisions are being made strictly on how the business is actually performing and how it could perform rather than how people feel about it?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know about a moral issue, but most of the trades that happen on the market are through machine learning. They're not humans doing these trades. Right. There are bots that are making trades on the market. So that's mostly influencing prices that are going up and down. But there is quite a few people who invest based on like what news is happening around. But this project is mainly giving regular people access to a bot that they can trade with.
All right, so this is taking tools that you normally have to have a broker account or something like that,
exactly,
and filtering it down to average Joe's. So if I've got $100 or $1,000 or $10,000, I can make these. And you're right, these tools are available like Robinhood where you can make incremental investments, a few dollars at a time even. But most people have, especially when you're looking at futures or you're looking at trying to predict the future, basically, with a lot of the options and stocks that are available to buyers, they have no clue what they're actually buying. What's a put? Who knows? If you've not done it.
Yeah, I don't think that most people on Robinhood are making money. I don't know the actual statistic, but my gut feeling tells me that it's not going to be more than 50%.
Well, cool. Well, good luck with this. And so you got the funding, you put the project together.
Yeah.
How far did it get you?
So I have a working prototype at qzrco.com.
Okay.
And it's a very rough prototype. You can go in, log in, and you input a ticker into the search bar, which is just the letter abbreviation of the company's name, and it will give you a prediction.
So do you see this as the future of investing, that it's more accessible to more people?
Yes, absolutely. When Robinhood entered the market, it just gave so many people the access to trade that wasn't there before. But the number of people who are able to trade and the number of people who know how to trade are not the same.
So it's education, too.
Yes,
okay,
exactly.
So it's more than just making it accessible, like Robin said. It's actually helping people guide their financial decisions.
Yes.
But that's a lot of pressure on you as the creator of this.
Yeah. Well, I'm not looking to monetize this anytime soon. I want to work on this throughout the remainder of my college career, my college days. And by the end, I'm hoping to have something that is relatively foolproof that I would be willing to have people use.
Somebody comes to you tomorrow and says, I'll give you $1 million, says, go build an office somewhere. Are you going to stay in the area or are you going to leave?
I would love to stay in the area. I like it.
Good answer. All right. That was the answer we're looking for. Sorry.
Yeah, no, I wanted to jump in here because I wanted to just point out that in the story, I also talked to somebody who went through the program and did not get funding, and she still found it to be a very valuable experience because it's more than just the pitch competition and more than just the community. They put them through a series of workshops, and they get mentorship from other entrepreneurs in the community. So I'm hoping maybe Muhammad might want to say a little bit more about that aspect of it.
Yeah, I was going to ask, what are some other projects that have come through? You're obviously dealing, like Sarah said, with people that have great ideas but might not make it through the process. How do you handle that? I mean, how many projects could you possibly fund, and how many people are pitching you on ideas?
So
I just asked you like 12 questions.
So
you pick and choose there.
Sounds good. I think the main idea, I mean, the whole point of Optimize is to give a platform for students to come in who have an idea and try to make that idea happen. So whether they get funding or not, that's not the main goal.
They still go down the road of
finding
out what it's like to put a business plan together.
We have a certain amount of workshops through the whole semester that we try to bring mentors and advisors that help that would help the students.
So regardless of whether they get funding or not, this is still something that literally any student could have access to and could make their way through if they're interested in even just exploring an idea or reaching out and touching people in our community that are helping develop these future entrepreneurs.
Exactly. And also, it's also a place for students who want to help people who have the idea. So you don't necessarily need to have idea yourself to join Optimize. You could join a project team and help them achieve their idea.
Can you give us a kind of a clue without getting too much information? What are some things you're working on now? Or some basic grand scope kind of idea
so
of what the
grand
projects
scope,
are about?
Well, on Wednesday the 25th, September 25th, we have a social impact fair. It's an event where we're going to have multiple employers that will come in and really try to network with people and try to gauge people's ideas. And then we have applications are open online.
Right, it's kind of a new semester here, so we're working on new stuff. Is this a semester long or a year long?
So it's a year long. Okay. It's a year long thing.
All right, and this the thing next Wednesday on the 25th, is that open just to students or anyone in the community, or how do we get involved in that?
It's anyone in the community.
Okay, where do we find information about it?
It will be on the Eastern's website under Optimize.
Okay, all right. So if we Google EMU Optimize, we'll find you.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thanks, Muhammad. Thanks, Tristan, for sharing your ideas. Sarah, what did Doug take pictures of this week? Like students hunched over desks, or what are we doing here? No? All right. You don't know? It's no more friendly, smiling faces from the offices of Engage. All right. We can definitely handle that. What do you got going on for next week?
The West Willow neighborhood has a really cool new project that they're getting ready to unveil at the end of the month that is going to be of help to neighbors. I'm not going to say more and go into details, just a little teaser, and we'll talk about that in more depth next week.
Well, you know how much we love talking about neighbors helping neighbors here on the ground, Ipsy, here on 89.1 WEMU-FM and HD1 Ypsilanti.